plate a potential nugget.
Rajiv, you say that when you work with a leader, you ask the sponsoring organization to allow you to work with the leader as a whole. Can you talk a little bit about why you say this and how how that impacts your approach and how it impacts the leader rather that you work with?
Yeah, it's a crucial point for me, Deepak, and I'm glad you picked it because, you know, I find that at leadership positions, you cannot differentiate between professional effectiveness and personal effectiveness. Who you are fundamentally begins to come through very quickly, right? So, I mean, it happens at all levels, but in leadership positions, you're obviously more visible, you're in the spotlight, so all of these little traits get amplified a lot. So whether you're insecure or courageous, whether you're aggressive or permissive, you know, whether you're trustworthy or manipulative and so on. And so if you want to be a greater leader, you have to be willing to invest on looking within, working on your inner self. In fact, almost reforming your inner self, because it's the work you do with your inner self that eventually reflects in the quality of your external leadership. And this is the fundamental belief based on which I approach, you know, when organizations talk to me about coaching, I always highlight this and say, you know, please allow me to work with the leader as a whole person because their professional success, their leadership success, which is what they are eventually after, is very closely intertwined with their personal effectiveness and who they are. So, you know, with again, all these traits and so forth. So just working with leaders at all levels of their being, you know, in terms of their physical habits, you know, emotional makeup, their, you know, mindset, their beliefs, all of that is such a crucial part of how they show up as a leader. So, and they all, the organizations, they all sort of, you know, agree to that and value that. And I think the leaders find that part more than, you know, learning to be more strategic or, you know, or grow my business in a certain way, et cetera, et cetera. The richness of the conversation comes from almost this whole personal being. Because, and also not to forget that this work then not only translates into their becoming greater leaders, but equally it affects their personal relationships. It impacts their sense of balance, happiness, fulfillment, and so forth. So they just find themselves in such a better place at the end of these conversations. So I think that to me is really at the sort of the pillar of, you know, this work.
And to expand on that, Rajiv, when you say that you engage with the leader as a whole, what does that mean? If you could break that down a little bit in terms of the kinds of things you do or the kinds of conversations you have or the reflections that you guide the leader through, could you shine the light on that?
So this is quite crucial, Deepak, because it's the work they do in different aspects of their being, which eventually translates into that leadership. And I still remember this client of mine, for example, in Japan, and his regional head had suggested to me that, you know, he's a fantastic individual doing a great job, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things, one of the real sort of challenges is interpersonal skills. Now, if I had approached this person and talked about interpersonal skills, I don't know how that would go. I mean, many times leaders then tend to be defensive and so on. But I said, listen, let's see, what are your pain points? What's bothering you in life? And let's work through that, knowing fully well that whatever comes up is eventually going to help him become a better leader. As we were talking in the conversation somewhere, this person, we came up with one goal, two goals. We were still sort of, what else, what else? And this issue had not come up at all. And as we were talking, then this individual said that, you know, there's one other thing, and I don't think you can help me with that. But I said, like, what's that? And he said, sometimes I feel I'm not a good human being. And I said, like, what makes you say that? He said, no, just conversations with me don't end well. And so now, so we call this goal a better human being. Now, at one level, you could argue a goal like that sounds such a personal goal, right? What has that got to do with leadership? But we all can see that working through that whole idea actually helped this leader to enhance on all of those interpersonal and other skills as we went through the journey. Or another example, maybe if I'm talking to a leader, let's say the feedback is, this leader needs to be more strategic, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. we're talking, and I say, like, what are you struggling with? Anything that you wish to change in your life, etc. And they say, you know, I just feel overwhelmed. I think, you know, I'm very stressed and so on and so forth. So it's okay. So what do you want to work on? Maybe life under control, or a calmer me, or something like that. Which again, if I describe it to you or HR, it'll sound like a very personal goal, right? Like calmer me, like, okay. But the thing is that the journey to that calmer me or to life under control revolves around, you know, learning to be more strategic. Because one of the things I'm working, one of the reasons I may be stressed or overwhelmed is because I don't delegate enough. I get too involved in the operational details. Maybe I don't have enough interest outside of work, and so on and so forth. So there's a bunch of things that may come up, which are solutions to help reduce that stress or feel like life is under control. But actually, indirectly, they are all going to help this person become more strategic as well. So that's where I'm saying that the leadership effectiveness will anyway happen once leaders can sort out, you know, their emotional, mental, and other traits that might be holding them back.
In addition to what Rajiv says, I find that gathering data outside the domain of work and from the past sometimes can provide deeply insightful context to be of value to the leader. In most of the situations, I end up speaking to a sibling, spouse, or possibly even a parent. On the work front, I like to go back to some of the past colleagues to get feedback and not restrict myself to the current set of colleagues. I find that these conversations give me a unique glimpse into the wiring of the leader in terms of behaviors, beliefs, mindsets, and mental models. And that insight can be 10 times more powerful than having the bland strengths and development area type conversations with current work colleagues. The phrase I end up using is, how 360 is your 360.